the most talented men the Jewish people have had, but he was also a difficult and in many ways a strange person. We have an autobiography of his that is absolutely fascinating, and it shows us how different he was. The name of the book is called Megillas Sefer, and in it he tells much of his life experiences, including many things which he should not have put to writing, personal things regarding his emotions for people, for a woman, for he writes there when he was a young man he fell in love with a girl whom he wanted to marry, but his parents would not sanction the marriage, so he married someone and they married him off to someone else. And later on, this woman whom he really wanted to marry became a widow, and she's the one who helped him get the job in Emden. They got a whole story, a whole involved, long story that one does not expect to find in a rabbinic autobiography. He also writes there about smuggling across the border, not paying duties, all sorts of really funny, you know, strange things. But in it, he writes also about the... You get a true picture of the times and of what was involved. There were at that time two major Jewish communities in this part of Western Europe. One was Amsterdam. The second was the community of Hamburg, which was called Ahu, Aleph, Hey, Vov. It was three cities, three neighboring cities together, united in one Kehillah. Ahu stood for Altoona, like in Pennsylvania, Hamburg, Wandsbek. Those three cities today are all swallowed up in the giant German port of Hamburg. But at that time, they were three distinct communities, but they had one rabbinic court and one chief rabbi, so to speak, of that Kehillah. And the Kehillah of Ahu was not German, but it belonged to the Danish emperor. It was part of Denmark at the time. Those were the two major rabbinic positions, the two major Kehillahs. Rabbi Yankov of Emden felt at various times in his life that he was entitled to be the rabbi of one of the two communities because of his yichus, because he came from his father, the Chacham Tzvi, because of his own merit, because of the fact that he was the ablest person, etc. All of which may have been true, but he never was able to achieve it. But the disadvantage, woe to the rabbi that has Rabbi Yankov of Emden as a member in his congregation, because that raises an impossible situation. If you go to Hamburg today, it even survived the Second World War. There is Yankov Emden's house still stands. He ran a printing business, and it's one of the tourist attractions. One of the things that they show you on tours is Yankov Emden's house. Yankov Emden wrote a famous Siddur, commentary to Siddur. Commentary in Halacha and also in Kabbalah. And that Siddur became, he also was a great person in language. And the Siddur is a scientifically edited Siddur. He corrected the errors that had fallen in over the centuries, corrected the texts, explained, expounded. It's a marvelous piece of work, and that gave him great standing in the Jewish community. He also wrote a commentary to the entire Talmud, which is printed in the back of the Vilner Shas. And he wrote many, many books. We have over 30 books of his.